This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
Hey guys, it's Emma.
And Maggie.
And welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye.
I'm so excited for this episode today. Emma and I are going to talk about our 23 favorite products of 2023. Since it's the end of the year and the holidays are right around the corner, I can't believe how fast this month is going by already. You might be looking for like a last minute gift idea or just wanting to treat yourself. So we thought it would be fun to share 23 products we have loved the most, or just 23 things. Like, not all of mine are products, but 23 things same. That we love the most during 2023.
Yeah.
But first, obviously, peak in the pit of the week, our highest and lowest point we share at the beginning of every single episode. If this is the first episode you are hearing of Love You Bye, do you want to go first, Emma? I feel like you have a really big pit that you can start off with.
I know. I'll go first. My pit is I was so excited to go to the gym this morning, and I like put on, you know, when you put on a cute outfit and you just like are just so excited, right?
And motivated. It's a nice day out.
Yeah, it's a nice day out. I'm just like, I was so looking forward to it. I get to the gym and then I'm like walking up the stairs, and I literally make it, this is at the top stair, like the last one possibly to step onto. I fell, and the stairs at the gym are literally concrete, and the edge, like, you know how normally the edge of stairs is kind of round? Like, these ones aren't round. Yeah. They're just, like, two like slabs of concrete meeting each other, and it's, like, a literal hard edge.
Like, if you've been to Equinox, like, you know what they look like. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they're just, like, these massive concrete stairs.
Yeah, so I fell and perfectly hit my kneecap, and I was just instant pain after that. And I tried to make it to the locker room, and I was like literally holding my breath walking to the locker room because it hurt so bad. And I sat down and I was like, okay, like I'm gonna wait for like 20 minutes and like see if it goes away, and if it doesn't go away, then I'm just gonna go home because I shouldn't just like push through it. So I wait and I wait and I wait, and then it just was not getting any better. And so I just left, and I couldn't even walk out. I couldn't even drive home because I drive with my right foot. I mean, obviously we all do, but I couldn't even drive. It hurts so bad. And then I just, I'm laying on the couch, icing it. And I was like bawling my eyes out hysterically. Like I've never felt this type of pain before. So yeah, that's that.
Oh, that's the worst. Like just having a pain. Like, I'm such a baby, even when it comes to, like, pulling, like, a muscle in my back. Like, I did that a few months ago, and I was, like, miserable. You know? It just sucks. That sucks. I'm sorry. Yeah, so I completely get that. Like, it's just annoying to have something happen like that, and I'm sorry.
I thank you. My peak, though, gosh, what is my peak of this week? I can't believe it's Friday today, which is insane that the week is almost over,
right?
And it's already the weekend. Like, I feel like this week went by so fast. But my peak is I went to a really good yoga class on Wednesday, and the teacher was just like, she reminded me of our mom. Like, she was just such, just like a yoga instructor mom. And she was just so like high energy, and she wasn't like, she played like songs that were so good, but it was like, you know, like some of them were like older songs, but it wasn't like, I don't know, I feel like your typical core power yoga class is like the teacher's playing Taylor Swift and she's wicked young. So
yeah, it was like just trendy. Different.
Yeah, like it's super trendy, but this one was just, I don't know, it was really good and I enjoyed it. But the only sad part was that it was a 45 minute class because it was at 12:15, and it wasn't one of the ones that were an hour, and I wish it was because her class is so good. Like, I just wanted it to keep going.
I love when you find like an instructor for a workout class and you just love them so much and you connect with them, and
that
then,
reminds me, sorry, keep going.
No, I was just gonna say, like, I just love it. Like, I used to have, I think the reason why I loved SoulCycle so much is because I had a favorite instructor, and she moved to Florida like during 2020 or 2021, she moved to Florida. And I literally just like haven't, well, I've been to SoulCycle like once or twice since then, but I feel like it really just makes your workout so much more enjoyable when you have that person that you love to go to.
Yeah, it does. Like, I feel like I used to go to Core Power so much in, I think it was 2019. Like, I went every day. Like, I would go to 6 a.m. classes specifically because I really liked this one instructor there. And then when she stopped teaching at Core Power, I stopped going to Core Power for so long because I was like, I'm not going to go if she's not there.
I know. And you, like, love certain things about the class that it's, like, hard. Yeah. Okay, my peak of this week is that right now my house is being decorated for Christmas. So a local flower company is at my house. They're called Tulip and Table. And they're at my house right now decorating it for Christmas. And so I went into their shop. Like, I had known about it for a while. I went in last year and I got some flowers from them. And then this year, I had gone in a few weeks ago to get a wreath, like a few wreaths for my house. I was gonna like do my Christmas decorations, and they didn't have any in the store at the moment. So they said that I could order it online, and I was gonna go order it online. I ended up posting a little Instagram story while I was there and just like tagging them organically, and they reached out to me over Instagram, or maybe they emailed my, anyway. So they reached out and they said that they wanted to decorate my house for Christmas, and I was so excited, and they're here right now decorating it. I'm going to do like an Instagram full video, like probably on Instagram or TikTok, like showing everything, and obviously in my vlogs, you guys will be able to see the decorations and how it's all, like it's so, so pretty. I can't wait to show you. Like, everything looks so good. There's so many flowers everywhere, and there's like fresh garland all on my stairs with ribbons. Like, it looks so good. And definitely I recommend next year for anybody who's interested, like getting your Christmas decorations in your house and like wreaths and stuff like that done by them, because they do such a great job. They come to your house and set it all up. And also they just have really beautiful flower arrangements. I know you bought one yesterday, Emma.
Yeah, I did.
It's for your house. And one of the girls mentioned that to me today. Also, I think if you use code Maggie10, this isn't sponsored, you can get 10% off. So yeah, and my pit this week is that, oh my gosh, okay. So I started off the week, and Monday, I like forget what I did Monday, but Tuesday and Wednesday, I was just in such a bad mood. Like, I just was not in a good mood at all. And I don't know what it was, but I just feel like I was very annoyed, and I felt very like irritated and like aggravated. And I'm doing not Vlogmas, but I'm vlogging every single day this month. So obviously I've been vlogging all this week, and I was like so upset because I felt like I didn't really have good enough stuff to show, because I was also like really busy trying to film a bunch of other sponsored content for my Instagram and my TikTok. So I was just like, I don't know. I was in a bad mood, and I was like upset that I felt like my mood was gonna like affect my vlog, and then people were gonna be mad that my vlog was bad or something. Like, I don't know. I was just overthinking so much, but I feel so much better now. And I kind of just like powered through, and I kept vlogging even though I felt annoyed and just like in a bad mood, because I wanted to show that not everything is perfect all the time.
Yeah.
So basically that's what I was going through. And that was kind of like my pit this week.
It's good that you pushed through it.
Yeah. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Our family loves spending time together throughout the year, but during the holidays especially, we love getting together and exchanging gifts. I get so excited about picking out the perfect Christmas present for my siblings and everyone in my family, and seeing their reactions when we all get together to open gifts. But whether or not your family gives gifts during the holidays, you get to define how to give back to yourself, and the holidays are a great time to do that. So whether it's starting therapy for the first time, going easier on yourself during the tough moments, or treating yourself to a day of total rest, remember to give yourself some love this holiday season. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced major trauma in their life. It's an amazing opportunity for anyone to reflect on where they are in their life and set goals for the future. Therapy can teach you positive coping skills and how to set boundaries and empower people to be the best version of themselves. I think the start of a new year is such a good opportunity to try something new. If you're thinking about starting therapy, try BetterHelp. BetterHelp is completely online and it's designed to be convenient and flexible with your busy schedule. You just fill out some quick questions to get matched with a licensed therapist and you can switch therapists at any time for no extra fees. In the season of giving, give yourself what you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/loveya today to get 10% off of your first month. That's betterhelp.com/loveya. Now back to the show. And so we're going to get into the episode 23 favorite products of 2023. And this week we're going to do Emma's favorites. And next week's episode, I'll have all of my favorites. So you guys can hear both of ours. So Emma, if you want to start off with your favorites for 2023.
Okay, so I made a list of all of my favorite products and things of 2023, just things that came to the top of my head when I thought of what I grabbed most and did the most, you know? Okay.
Yeah.
So starting off with number one, this popped in my head right away, the OC. Wait, how do you say, do you know how to say this brand, OC?
No, I call it OC. That's what I call
OC,
it.
OC, okay. I call it OC too, but some people call it other things. But the OC body oil, I Emma. Love this body oil, and I've gone through so many bottles in the last like 2 months that I have to order a new one and I haven't yet, and I've been missing it. Like my body has not been as moisturized as it normally is when Emma, using it.
I am obsessed with that body oil. Okay, I would buy it so much in the beginning of the year. Like I would use it every time I get out of the shower on wet skin.
Yeah.
And I ran out of it, but I was getting other products sent to me. Like I got a bunch of different other brands of body oil sent.
Me too.
And so I was like, okay, like let me just try out these other brands because it's pretty expensive, the OC one.
Yeah,
like, it's not cheap. And so I started using other brands and they're not the same.
I did that too because they're I was getting some sent from other brands too. And I was like, oh wait, let me try this out. And it just isn't the same.
I know. And I haven't bought it because I'm like, oh, I'll just use what I have. But no, I need to like give the ones that have away and get that one because like truly that is the only body oil that I love.
Seriously. Okay, next product is the Estee Lauder Double Wear Foundation. I love this foundation so much and I've always loved it. I try to switch out my foundations here and there. I mean, I do love this other skin tint from Hourglass, but it's not a foundation. Obviously, it's a skin tint. But like the Giorgio Armani foundation, I love that one, but like it's not the same. This one just hits so different. It makes your skin look so flawless, like basically airbrushed, and it doesn't show any texture that you have on your skin. So my problem with the Giorgio Armani one is if I have any little bit of texture, you see it. But this one just like blurs your face.
Yeah.
Like I used to wear it all the time and I literally, people would be like, you look like you look filtered, but I'm not. It's just a foundation. And then third product is Slip Silk Scrunchies, the skinny ones.
Love.
Obviously, I feel like everyone, this is something that I was like, wait, should I even put this on? Because I feel like everyone knows about them, but I really can't live without these hair scrunchies. I don't use anything else for my hair. Number four is the MEJ hair slick back stick to do a slick back bun.
Yep. What is it called?
I love it.
The
Angel Stick, I think.
Angel Stick. I love that.
Yeah. That's their new product that they just came out with. And that and their slick back brush. Their slick back brush isn't hard. Like, I got one from CVS and it literally used to rip out my hair. But this one is so soft on my hair. Number five is the Symbiotica Vitamin C packets. They taste good. And they're easy to, like, get down in the morning. I feel like I hate taking vitamins in the morning, but this is really easy to take. Anything by Symbiotica. All of their little packets are so easy. Number six, I have the Lemmy Sleep Gummies. These things knock me out at night. And they taste good.
Mac has been taking those, and he cannot sleep at night. Like, he literally, if he doesn't take anything, could be up until, like, 4 in the morning. I don't know why it's so hard for him to fall asleep, but he has been taking them also, and he says that they work so well. He's like, I love the Kourtney Kardashian gummies.
Yeah, they do work so well. All four gummies honestly work so well. Like, the Lemmy Sleep is amazing, and I love the texture. It's a different texture than all her other gummies because it's, like, kind of hard. It reminds me, okay, it reminds me of, you know, the shark fruit snacks that you would eat as a kid?
Yes.
Oh, it reminds me of the blue one out of that packet.
Yep.
And so those anyway, are
the best ones.
And those ones are the best. But she also has good ones, like the, yeah, whatever. Number 7 is the Kérastase hair care. Like the, I like their shampoo and their hair mask, but the Genesis line, I use their hair mask as my conditioner instead of their actual conditioner. But the line that I use, I feel like has repaired my hair. It makes it feel super strong. And then number 8 is the First Aid Beauty makeup removing oil. This is what I use to remove my makeup every time. And it's hard because I do love like the Elemis cleansing balm and also the Pharmacy cleansing balm. But for some reason, I feel like it doesn't, like sometimes with the cleansing balm, I feel like I can still feel it on my skin. But I love that the oil literally melts your makeup off and then your makeup is just off, like with nothing else, like not feeling like there's anything left, no residue left on your face. Number 9, which I keep licking my lips because I need some, but the Summer Fridays lip balm.
Yeah, which one?
Well, okay, so that's what I was gonna get to. I have 3 favorite flavors. I like the mint, I like the pink sugar, and I like the vanilla. But I just recently tried the mint because my old apartment building sent me all of my boxes, and I finally got to open like all the PR that people opened at like the end of the summer that I never got to open. So it was my Summer Fridays mint lip balm, and I've been loving that one and the vanilla. And I only use the pink sugar when I wear makeup, but you can never go wrong with that. Number 10 is, this is what I use to clean all of my jewelry, like my tennis bracelet or my ring, like anything that has diamonds. It's this thing that I got off of Amazon. It's called the Diamond Dazzle Stick, and it's like a blue stick, and it has a little brush on the end, and you like twist the bottom of it and this blue stuff comes out. And I just like brush it all over my diamonds, and then I wash it off, and they are always so clean after. Like, it's, I don't know what is it in this little product, but it makes it so clean, and the brush is so easy to get into little, like, I like to, I don't know, it's like easy to get into the bottom of my ring, like where the diamond is on the setting, because I feel like that's so hard to get into sometimes. So it cleans very well.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda. Whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch, find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Number 11 is my Canopy humidifier. It's made such a huge difference in my sleep and also like in my hair, like moisture in my hair and stuff. I haven't had it working for like a couple weeks now because I just ordered a new filter. So I'm waiting for the new filter to come in the mail. Don't forget to change your filters, please. Like, make a reminder to change your filters, because I just changed all my filters in my house. Like, literally everything. The air purifiers, obviously my humidifier, I'm going to change. And so like the coffee filter and stuff, and now I feel like brand new. But yeah, I really like the Canopy humidifier. It's just amazing, and it is like sleek looking, and I put it next to my bed and I fill it up all the time, and it goes off during the day and it turns on at night. It's like, I don't know, it's really nice. Number 12 is the Hourglass, or any Hourglass makeup brushes. I love all of them. Specifically their powder brush, which is like two ends. One end is a big powder brush, and then the other end is a more tapered, not tapered, but it's like a smaller, more pointed powder brush. But I use that for my blushes. oh my gosh, it's amazing. And then I also use their foundation brush, which I love. I use one for foundation, one for contour. And then I love their concealer brush. I just love all their brushes. And then there's this other one that's small that I use for powder, like when I wipe it away. Number 13 is the Roller Lash Mascara by Benefit. It's only mascara I will ever use and have ever used. It makes your eyelashes look so long and it doesn't clump. Number 14 is the Simple Modern water bottle. I got one from Erewhon over the summer, and it's like this like vibrant green color, and I love this water bottle. Like, it is, you get just like the smoothest sip of water out of it. I feel like I've had a hydro flask, excuse me one second, I've had a Hydro Flask straw lid water bottle for a very long time. It's so good. I love it. And it's not like, I feel like the Hydro Flask is kind of ugly. Like, I hate the logo, you know?
I know. But this one's like cute. Simple Modern. I had the one with the straw and I really liked it, but send me the link to yours because yours has like that top.
I will.
On it.
Mm-hmm. It has like the sippy cup top. Oh my God, I just got water all over my computer. Speaking of. But anyway. Next, number 15 is, as a whole, Jenny Kane sweaters. Like, any sweater from Jenny Kane. I love all of her sweaters. I love her cotton sweaters. I love her cashmere. Her wool. I hate wool sweaters, and I will never wear them because they make me so itchy. But I actually tried out her, I think it's called, like, the cocoon, alpaca something cocoon, I think. Or, I forget what it is. But, oh my gosh, it is so soft, and it does not really make you itchy at all. Like, I don't notice it when I have it on, and normally in other brands I'm like itching my skin because it is so itchy. I also have a code, EmmaMac15, for 15% off if you guys want to try out a Jenny Kane sweater. My number 16 is my infrared sauna. I love it, although we need an electrician to come to our house to switch our plugs or something, because when I'm in it for too long it shuts off and then it turns off the power in my basement, so it's like kind of tedious, but I love it. Number 17 is Loving Tan self tan, obviously for like the winter time, but I love their self tan. It's very natural looking on my skin and it doesn't smell bad. It also, like, I love their 2-hour express one, because then, like, okay, I've tried other 2-hour express self-tans that don't get you the color you want in 2 hours. But I feel like the Loving Tan one, I am what I, like, want to achieve after the 2 hours. It's really nice. Number 18 is the Hourglass Luminous Flush Blush. My favorite blush ever. I will put on cream blushes by any brand, whatever. But I always finish off with this blush, and it has a little bit of shimmer in it, but it just makes you look so just natural and flushed, and it's so pretty. Number 19, I don't know the actual name of this. I would have to check the bottle, but I like can't really run upstairs right now. But it's the Skin Better Science Retinol. Maggie, you may know the name of this,
like the dark blue one. It's called Alpharet.
Alpharet, yeah, the Skin Better Science Alpharet. I love it a lot. Like, I feel like it really makes my skin, I don't know. I've been using it for the last, like, 2 months, and I've definitely seen a difference. Number 20 is the Coconut Cult Probiotic Yogurt. It's amazing. It's really, I get sent, every time they have a new flavor, I get sent a package of the new flavors, and I love all the flavors. They're really good. They're like kind of like having a sweet treat almost. But my favorite one is the original OG no flavor one. Like, that one's my favorite to have in the morning. Yeah, I love having that one in the morning because I don't love sweet things in the morning. I'm kind of like a savory person in the morning, like sweet at night. And they just sent me new ones though. Like, they have this new collab with Simple Mills, like for a cookie flavor. Oh my gosh, it's the best cookie flavor I've ever tried in my life. It's so good. And then they also sent me a creamsicle one that I'm so excited to try. And then they sent me another one. Oh, a pina colada. Oh my gosh, I'm like so, I want to go try them right now
because I only tried the cookie ones.
You should. I know, I think it's because I talk about it so much that the owner like DMs me all the time. So I just am obsessed with their products though. Number 21 is the Lululemon Align Flare Leggings. These leggings have made such a difference in my legging drawer. Like, I love them. I always reach for them.
The mini flare.
Mini flare. Yeah, the mini flare. Not the wide flare, but the mini flare. I love them. They're so cute. And you can, like, I normally wear them, like, obviously to the gym to work out, but I also wear them with, like, normal outfits. Like, I wore them with a sweater the other day. And they're just so cute. Okay, number 22 is the Salt and Stone Body Wash. I love this body wash. I got it as a PR package, like, a year ago. And now I literally, like, order it all the time. Because whenever we run out, I'm just... All the scents are so good. It's my... I don't know. It's my favorite body wash. Because I've tried other brands of, like, clean body wash that have kind of similar scents that come in teeny bottles. And I go through that in, like, a week or two. Especially between Peyton and I. But this one is huge. Like, their container is huge. And you get a lot and it lasts you so long. Like, the one that we have right now, I think I got in, like, August. And we still have, like, a good amount left. So, that's really nice. And last but not least, number 23 is my Benefit 24-hour brow setter. I love this brow
Emma,
setter.
Emma! Oh my god, Emma. I've been using it since, like, middle school.
I know, I love it.
I love the Benefit brow setter because of you.
Me too. And I wear it every single day. Like, even when I'm not wearing makeup, I'll wear it. But I always have, like, I keep a miniature size in my purse at all times, and then obviously, like, the big size. But there's nothing like getting a new bottle of it. Also, it doubles as, like, a flyaway tamer. I always use it to, like, if I'm doing a slick back or if I just have, like, crazy flyaways, I use it to tame my flyaways, and it works so well. So yeah, I just love it. It's an all-around really good product. And that's all I have for my 23 favorite products and things of 2023.
I love that. Oh my god, I love, like, hearing about products that people like, and you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because then next time if I'm looking for something, I'm like, oh wait, because now you made me want to go get the Summer Fridays, the pink one, because I'm, like, running out of my really nice mint. So I think I'm definitely gonna get the pink.
I would definitely get the pink and the mint again. And I do love the vanilla.
I know, me too. I feel like that lip balm is just so good.
It's so good.
Well, that was such a good episode. Oh my god, I love... Well, I just loved hearing, like, all of your favorite products and stuff. And I'm excited to share mine with everybody next week.
I'm excited to hear yours next week. I can't wait. You always have such good products.
Oh, thank you. Some of yours and mine overlapped. A couple of them.
I mean, that always happens.
That's like, oh my god, that's my favorite thing too.
But that's, like, inevitable for you and I.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you guys so much for listening, and stay tuned for my episode next week. And make sure to subscribe and listen to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your shows. And we will see you guys next week. Love you.
Love you. Bye.